Hi, I'm Mads Christensen, a program manager on the ASP.NET and Visual Studio web team. In this video, I'm going to show how Visual Studio can help us write responsive websites easier than ever. And we're going to do that by taking advantage of Bootstrap, which is a CSS library that helps us build beautiful websites that looks great on mobile devices, tablets, desktops, and even larger screens than that. We're also taking a look at the new picture element that was very recently introduced by the W3C. Now that allows us to do a lot of other cool things with images in particular. And finally, CSS media queries that ties everything a little bit together and gives us a more power than we've ever had before for responsive web design. So enough talk, let's jump in. So here I have a website that scales beautifully from larger screens all the way down to medium and small screens seamlessly. And this is what's called a responsive layout. It adjusts based on the size of my viewport or browser or device. And in order to do this, what I've done is to include Bootstrap CSS in my HTML. By doing that, I can now take advantage of the Bootstrap library's rich class model that allows me to mark up elements on my page using classes to make it behave in a very nice, pretty way that is also responsive. So this is the page, and let's say I want to add a new element here. I'm going to add a new class, and as you can see, we now have a clear distinction of the class names that come from Bootstrap. They all have this nice Bootstrap logo, and the ones that don't come from Bootstrap, this is my own class names here as the ads class you see right here. So this makes it very easy for me to figure out where these classes come from and which are the ones from Bootstrap. So I'm going to add one here called row. And inside row, I'm going to use a new picture element. So Visual Studio now has support for picture, and we even have a snippet to let you do this. So automatically fill out everything, makes it really nice. And here we can see how the picture element works. It will contain some source elements. We can see we have two right here. And for browsers that support the picture element, it will start looking at the first source and figure out whether or not it applies. And if it doesn't, it will go to the next. And finally, it will go all the way down to the image element right here. So what's beautiful about this is that it is backwards compatible. Browsers that do not understand or support the picture element will just show the image element as they always have. So I can now go in here and modify some media queries directly here on the source element itself. So I'm going to set this to 750. And if we now look at the browser and refresh it, we can see that we now have three different pictures that come in depending on the size of the screen. So if I come in from a mobile, I'm going to get a small file here. And a little bit larger, I'm going to get a different one. I changed the color here just so you can see how it changes the actual image. And then we go up to the one I use for the big screen. So that's really nice, and the picture element helps us a lot with these sort of things. And as I said, it's backwards compatible, so you can use this today. Now, there is one thing I want to do here. I want to make sure that when I go up and have like this very large screen, that I somehow put a background color around the edges of my page here. So to do that, I'm going to switch into the CSS editor. And as a new thing in Visual Studio, I can now do media queries easily by using some of the ones that come in the box in Visual Studio to help me get started easily. So we have stuff for iPad, iPhone, large screens, smartphones, and so on. And I'm going to use the one for desktop right here. And what this means is that I can now write CSS that targets only screens that are larger than 1224 pixels in width. So here I can say, you know, body, let's do background and give it a color like this. Go back, refresh the page, and now when I have a large screen, we can see how the background sort of grays out here, and that's exactly what I need. So here we can see how Bootstrap and the new picture element and CSS media queries combined make a really, really compelling story for responsive web design. If you want to learn more about responsive web design, please visit the website www.asp.net, as well as our team blog, blogs.msdn.com/webdev. If you're as excited about this as I am, and you want to try this out today, you can do so in Visual Studio 2013 by installing the free open source extension for Visual Studio called Web Essentials. You'll find that at vswebessentials.com. Thanks for watching.